So this is our second trends end of season. First one, we compared Liverpool to Liverpool last season to this season. Now we're going to compare Liverpool to our rivals. Now, for the purposes of this show, which almost goes in two parts, Josh, I started off with our rivals just being every other team that's qualified for Europe by the end of the campaign. At the end, we'll zoom in a bit more on Manchester City and Arsenal because I really don't care how many shots of better than 0.2 XG Nottingham Forest have had this season. It doesn't feel relevant to me in my life at this point of proceedings, but others do. And indeed, let's start here with the simple metric of literally XG created over the course of the campaign. The first 34 games as well kept that rule in place for this. I know these teams had competitive games in the last four, but by virtue of wanting to compare them to Liverpool, I wanted to keep it honest in that regard. That Forest's the poorest shouldn't be a surprise. That Arsenal are the distance they are behind Liverpool, Manchester City, etc. is the thing that Arsenal need to think about more than anything else this summer.
Yeah, 100%. And again, you just mentioned there about it being a surprise for Forest not being a surprise. I mean, is it a surprise for Arsenal? I think they've painted this picture of themselves as a team.
No, I don't think it is now. I think that if we'd gone all the way back to August, September, and you were going to say to me that Arsenal will, in the round, have attacked worse than Newcastle, Tottenham, Chelsea and Manchester City, I would be a little bit like, didn't quite see that one coming. I presume there was some sort of grand injury crisis. And whilst there have been injuries, I don't think it is a grand injury crisis. I think they've had a bit of bad fortune. But
I think they had a bad window as well, last summer.
Well, I think they might have done, but I think they had the window the manager wanted. And that's why I'm a little bit, I think it's interesting to me where they've now ended up going into this summer, because if there's one thing that they evidently need to work on, it's patterns of attack and play.
Yeah.
And I think they need to do that with personnel and with shifts in personnel, but I think there's something for the manager himself to think about.
Yeah, well, I think they sold well last year, but their incoming, they basically signed Mikel Merino as a giant, and I think they were heavily led on the set piece side for him. And probably the fact that he's from San Sebastian, which is the same place as Arteta, so maybe the mates. And he signed Calafiori, who had an injury record, and is another defender, left back, whatever, hybrid. So I think this direction that they've gone in, you know, I think they need to also use the transition a lot more.
We're going to come on to that.
Well, they're terrified of transitions, but go on.
So the XG difference inclusive anyway, again, first 34 games, Nottingham Forest and Tottenham are just a little bit negative. Tottenham, you shouldn't be surprised about that, given where they finished in the league, that Nottingham Forest finished where they did. They were always going against the tide. Struck by Crystal Palace being in better nick than Forest and Tottenham, especially given the fact that they didn't win for the first nine, Josh, and going from there, Villa less good. But where you do end up, again, some credit to Arsenal, is despite what we've just talked about there with the XG, they are the second best performing side on XG difference inclusive. It's just the sheer scale of the gap between them and Liverpool. They are at 50%.